Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, we've been reflecting on the redemptive story of the birth of Christ. Joining me is Pastor Kurt from Hillcrest E3 Church in Seward. Pastor Kurt, you've been sharing with us from Galatians 4:4, but when the time has fully come, God sent his son. Pastor, share with us how Jesus came from the right people and how it leads us to he came with the right purpose.
Yes, the scriptures are really clear that Jesus came as a savior to his people. So in order for us to be saved, we need to know that we need saving. But in order for him to be a savior, he needed to be connected to all the people and yet separate from them. And the scriptures are clear that the sin passes down from the father to his children. And so it's significant that Jesus was born of a woman and not born of a woman and a man, where the sin would be passed down as well. So Jesus came to save a people. He also came to redeem a people, to buy their freedom. And so the significance of all of us being enslaved, I know that's not something that we think of as Americans. We see ourselves as free. And yet we are all under the bondage of sin. And he said he came to redeem us. And then the other thing he came to do is to give us an identity. He took a group of people that were no group, a person here, a person there, a person over here, and he made us into one people, one nation. He didn't come to save a nation. He came to save individuals from every nation.
Pastor Kurt, I just so appreciate your heart in helping us understand that this is just not a story. God has a plan for you and I, and for everyone that's hearing our devotion this week and preparing our heart. Jesus loves you, and he has a redemptive plan for you. Join us tomorrow as we conclude with Jesus was born in the right way.